Now chapter 12, And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. In other words, this is the swan song of Samuel. Actually, he gives us his autobiography here. He was a remarkable man, and he was succeeded by Saul, and Saul was Israel's choice, and God would still bless the people if they would obey. That was evident. Though this man, Saul, is king, God will give him every opportunity. Now let's note that in chapter 12 here as we read on. And now behold, the king walketh before you. That's verse 2. And this is Samuel now giving his swan song. This is his final speech. And I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood until this day. You see, he was brought up there in the tabernacle. This man Samuel's life was a life spent in a fishbowl. The people could see him all the time. And probably no man ever had quite the public life that this man Samuel did. Now, sometimes a man moves into public life today and the people accept him, and then all of a sudden there comes out a black past and stares him in the face and the public in the face, and the hero comes falling to the ground. But not Samuel. He was brought as a little boy by his mother, you remember, to the tabernacle. He lived his life before the people. And that's what he says here. And then he puts in this sad note here of a fond father. My sons are with you. In other words, why didn't you take them? Why didn't you accept them? He tried to put them in position after him, but God wouldn't have them. These are, again, boys that would not be acceptable to the Lord. But this man Samuel was. Verse 3 now, and this, I believe you'll find, is the autobiography of this man. He was a remarkable man. Let me read verse 3. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it to you. That's a great statement for a man to make who's lived a fishbowl life, who's been before the public, and who's been a judge all those years. Began as a young man when God called him, and down through those long years, he's been a judge over that nation. He had many opportunities in that place to become rich, but he didn't become rich. This man Samuel is one of the great men of the Word of God, and yet he is a howling failure as a father. How many public men are even like that today? And how many even Christian folk that are such outstanding Christian leaders and then have a son that is such a failure? It's difficult to see, but that's the way the human family's been moving down through the centuries and the millenniums of the past. Now, will you notice that when he made that statement, been very easy for some man that had been miffed at a decision that he had handed in to step out and say, well, you certainly weren't fair with me. But nobody stepped out. In fact, verse 4, and I'm reading, and they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He's witness. This man Samuel had a life that could stand public inspection and could be put under the gaze and the hot spotlight of public opinion, even. A wonderful man of God, by the way. Now, Samuel continues, and he rehearses, as so many of these great men that God used. Maybe I ought not to call them great men. God made them great, but ordinary men that God made great. And their method was, Moses did it. He rehearsed the history of the people. Joshua had done it. Gideon did it. And now Samuel does it. And you're going to find that when you get to the New Testament, that Stephen, when he went before the Sanhedrin, he rehearsed the history of these people. That's very important, by the way. It's wonderful to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and move into the future. But it's also a very wonderful thing to be able to say, not only henceforth, but to say, hitherto hath the Lord led us. And that is exactly what Samuel is doing again. He's standing again at that Ebenezer, and he's raising that monument again, and he said, read the story. And that is the way God has led them.